Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And we're so glad to be with you this weekend. Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight is no exception. I know it's a holiday weekend, but it's also a Sunday, which is not a common day for live talk radio. But if you've tuned into our show tonight, you're in luck. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That's 3733. If you have something to say, Free Talk Live is a show where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. So have at it. And you can also call us on Skype. Our Skype handle is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And, we've played musical chairs a little bit here in the studio, but that's okay. We'll totally roll with it. So, Mark, you said before the show that you really weren't in the mood to talk about Memorial Day stuff, and we'll give you a pass on that. You had some rough weekend, a flood that occurred at your house.
That's right. It looks as though somebody at my house, there are three people that live in my house, somebody who was washing their bra and in the
somebody.
Sink.
One of them is a five-year-old boy. The other one is Mark, and I don't think you've quite reached that stage.
No, and left the water running, and it just, you know, these things happen, right? And that's just
yes,
life.
That's right. So we're going to give you a little break today, and we're going to talk about something I still think that relates to government tyranny, and Brian has a story for us. Brian, can you tell me more about this thing about foreigners being fingerprinted when they leave the U.S.?
Yeah, this is definitely tyranny, but, I mean, what a surprise, right? It's from it's from RT.com, and it's Big Brother Sees You Off, Foreigners in U.S. to be Fingerprinted Upon Leaving Country. Travelers visiting the U.S. may have to prepare for more hassles at customs. All foreign nationals leaving the country at 30 airports must have their fingerprints taken, according to a new amendment to a planned immigration reform bill. The amendment...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amendment, which was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee in a 13-5 vote, will see departure terminals at major U.S. airports, including JFK, LaGuardia, Newark, Liberty, equipped with high-tech systems for fingerprinting foreign nationals and scanning their passports and visas.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's at Liberty Airport, huh?
Yeah, one of them, yeah, exactly, Newark, Liberty, which, what a contradiction, but or an oxymoron, I should say.
Yeah.
I don't like getting my fingerprint taken. I went to Walt Disney, and they take it there at Walt Disney World.
What could possibly good come of that?
Well, I think that, okay, so, I mean, you've asked a tough question in that they can use your fingerprint to verify that it's you that's getting in and out of the park. Why does Disney want you to get in and out of the park? Because they don't want you to transfer your ticket to someone else because somebody else could buy a ticket too. So their intention is to minimize the amount of people coming in and make sure who's who is who's who. But I don't like it specifically when it's the government taking it, but I don't like my fingerprint taken by anybody.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that there are probably people in foreign countries that feel the same way. I know that here in the United States, we have the kind of the belief that people from other countries are just somewhat less human than us, so they should just have to put up with that crap or whatever it is.
They're not less human?
No, Brian, they're the same amount of human as we are.
I don't know why we would think that people from foreign countries would, A, like it, or, B, put up with it, or, you know, C...
Well, I'll tell you exactly why, because they have no recourse. Because what are they going to do about
it? They do
it?
Have recourse. They have strong recourse.
What is it?
Not coming here and spending their money. I mean, there are a lot of businesses in this country that rely upon everybody who's listening to my voice. To some extent, the wealth in their life is reliant upon people coming to this country and spending money on frivolous things like Walt Disney World.
But what if they're already here? And what if they didn't know about it, and then they got here, and then all of a sudden, before they can leave, they're being asked to give up their fingerprints? What are they going to do then?
Well, at that point, they don't have much recourse, but then they won't come back and spend their money.
Yeah.
And I think that this jingoism, this xenophobia that goes on in this country...
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Where, you know, them folks from across the water and stuff is dangerous. They takes our jobs.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No.
They give you jobs.
Yeah.
You don't understand. You wouldn't have a stinking job if it wasn't for foreign people buying the crap you do. So, not to say that the things you do in your job is crap, but just in general, crap
right.
things.
Right.
And it's a world economy. We all buy things and sell things from people in foreign countries, and sometimes they want to travel here. And if you don't make it easy on them, they won't want to travel. Since 9/11, since people have been, since the restrictions from 9/11 have been coming down, international travel into this country is down by 30%. Now, it's interesting that we had an economic downturn. I wonder how much less that economic downturn would have been had immigration, foreign travel not been so low. Let's just drive out a few more foreign travelers with this Senate bill.
Well, it's madness. I mean, I want to do like a microcosm comparison where you say, okay, well, you know, if they're not okay with giving the fingerprints, then they don't need to be here anyway. But, you know, I think to myself, it's like, okay, do we want these people to come here? Just change it from, instead of somebody from Mexico coming to the United States, change it somebody going from Georgia to go on vacation in Florida, okay, and to like have a good time at Walt Disney World. There's no problem with that. And Florida, because of the fact that they allow people to come from Georgia into Florida, they have a booming tourist economy. They don't have to have so many taxes as other states do. All this, I mean, you want people to come into your area. Why suddenly it changes when a person's not from the United States, as compared to going between states within the United States, never made any sense to me.
Right. That's a great point, because right now we could say, oh, you know, well, within the United States, if you cross over the Vermont border from New Hampshire, you should have to show your passport, and there should be armed border guards and a big fence between Vermont and New Hampshire. And
right.
You got to pass customs. You can't take certain amounts of money or certain products, you know, between states.
I mean, and more in the article.
How far are we going to take
this? Does the article have, like, some good reason why they're taking the fingerprints?
Well, that's about what I was going to say. Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah, a Republican, says that this is a hole in the system that we're not tracking people going in and out. He says biometric data provides the government with certainty that travelers, and not just their travel documents, have or have not left the country. So
I guess some people are tricking the system, have tricked the system, or could trick the system.
Yeah, with crazy travel documents or what? I don't know. But I mean, that's the only reason that they actually give, as far as, okay, look, it's a hole in our system, and this is coming right from a senator.
I'm sure that every senator would love to track you as much as possible, and especially to track those foreigners, because they don't vote, you know, they don't talk, you know, they're just tourists, so people accept that they have to put up with whatever crazy regulations people want to put on them if they come to the U.S.
I think one thing's clear is that if you take their fingerprints or their thumbprints or their butt prints or whatever prints you take from these people, that there's still going to be a hole in the United States government's immigration system.
Sure.
Because government bureaucracies, the United States and otherwise, are not known for efficiency.
Oh, no.
I think the United States government is probably much more efficient than most governments.
Well, as long as we're talking about holes in the border policy, I mean, aren't there millions of illegal immigrants that so-called illegal? I don't like to call any person illegal. That's not the terminology I would choose. But this is the rhetoric that we hear from especially kind of these right-wing pundits and stuff, is that there's all these so-called illegal immigrants coming here all the time. So
they can't get them out.
No, they absolutely can't.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on to say that, you know, they're concerned about overstaying, you know, people that are overstaying their visas,
yeah.
Which they guess they're 40% of an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants arrived through now expired visas. And so the paperwork's not enough, so we got to do more. I mean, this is how this stuff always goes. It's like, well, we're just not doing enough. We're not doing enough. There's still a problem.
Yeah, our policies don't work, and so we're going to just heap more tyranny and more bureaucracy on top of them.
Right, and this bureaucracy, this hunting around for people, you were saying that these folks whose visas have expired, that doesn't produce anything in the economy. It doesn't make anything.
No.
Wealth is not green pieces of paper.
Right.
Wealth is the stuff the green pieces of paper buy, and government bureaucrats hunting under rocks and behind hedgerows for immigrants doesn't create wealth for anyone.
No, and in fact, it probably takes it away, because those people who aren't going to come here are not buying things, like you said before, Mark. So I want to know what you think. Do you support fingerprinting foreign people who come to the U.S.? 855-450-FREE. Let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian. Oops, I'm sorry.
Sorry. And Brian.
I looked at Mark, but Brian is usually second in the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
This flood has caused all kinds of problems. The great flood of 2013, we'll call it. Anyway.
There's nothing great about this flood.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. It's pretty easy to remember if you can remember the name of our show. And there you'll find the Listen tab where you can find all different kinds of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. There's, you know, just a plethora of options. You can watch the studio cam so you can see us as we're talking, as we're doing the show, and chat with other listeners, by the way, at the same time. We also have live internet streams, dozens of over 100 radio affiliates, and we've got a listen line that you can call and hear the show on that. So all kinds of ways to listen at listen.freetalklive.com. Did you have a message you wanted to bring us, Mark? I'm sorry.
Live reads.
We can skip it for this time if you want.
I'm sorry, I was not ready at all.
Sorry.
Mortgage Minute Guy at mortgageminuteguy.com. During spring is the biggest time for buying and selling houses. And, if you're going to be buying or selling a house this spring, you should get the best place to go is mortgageminuteguy.com, but you should, at the very least, if you're looking to get a second opinion, is give them a call. The number there at mortgageminuteguy.com is 866-288-0088. Again, it's mortgageminuteguy.com, and they know the difference between cheap and inexpensive loans. It's 866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to call them if you want to find out what that is. So we are talking about... By the way, our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is the number you'd have to add as a contact, and then we'll put you on the air. But we've been talking about this new, is it a proposed legislation, or is this actually passed?
It's proposed, but it's already getting majority votes.
I'm sure it has passed.
Senate?
Yeah, it was the Senate Judiciary Committee, 13-5, who approved it.
Okay, so this is, I'm guessing this is going to be a done deal because nobody is going to stand up for the rights of people who do not live in the U.S. and try to subject them to less tyranny. Nobody's going to understand the potential economic importance of, not having this policy go through. And we're talking, of course, about fingerprinting foreigners who are leaving the U.S.
Right.
And this is kind of evidenced by, for the last decade, business owners, who's more influential? People will tell you that the whole country is run by corporations, right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that this is entirely an accurate statement, but this is just how cemented the United States is in its xenophobia. And I don't think I'm overusing that term. I think that in the United States, it's full-on xenophobia against foreigners.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What else could you describe it as?
I suppose you could call it a mild upset, but I don't think that's what it is. Corporations have been trying to get what they call, I can't remember what the terminology is, but basically these college graduates, doctoral students, master's students, they have their degrees from American universities. They're in the United States, and the United States Immigration Services kicks them out, sends them to other countries that then United States companies have to compete against.
Right, yeah. We were talking about this with Dan Daskalescu from the Blue Seed Institute.
Blueseed.com, right?
Blue Seed is a project to basically have a retrofitted cruise ship that exists 8 miles off the coast of California to be an incubator for startups. And he was talking about the difficulties. You can look at last Sunday's show archive if you want to hear that interview, by the way, at freetalklive.com. It should still be up there. But... he was talking about the difficulties with exactly what you just described. People come to the U.S. on student visas, and they get advanced degrees, PhDs, master's degrees, even college, undergraduate, and then they have to leave. They have, a couple months, and there's pretty much no way you can be an entrepreneur and start up a profitable business in that time frame that you have to stay in the U.S. and then be able to fund yourself on a work visa. So what do? They end up leaving. So what's the point of, coming to the U.S. and being educated here, and then you just got to leave?
Because the United States has more universities than any other country around, and they have got better choices. So I can totally see why a wealthy student from another country would come here and get their degree take it home.
Why would the government, their policies are saying basically we don't want you here unless you're a good red-blooded American who happened to be pushed out of your mother's birth canal on this landmass that's arbitrarily chosen by us.
I wish that because I don't think that that's what the government's saying. I think what the government's saying is that we are a collection of people that are so stoically incompetent that we can't get anything done. that when and this really rolls downhill to the Republicans. There are certainly Democrats that don't want to see immigration in this country, but this is almost a platform of the Republican Party, and it's their fault. I mean, there's a lot of people in the Republican Party that just won't let their party move forward on this subject. There's been this Marco Rubio fellow trying to get things done inside the Republican Party. Can't get any kind of traction because, well, ultimately...
I don't know who that is,
I think he's some senator or something.
Some politician.
Because ultimately, there's a lot of people in the Republican Party who are voters in the Republican Party that just hate Mexican people. And here's a news flash for you.
And that consumes them so much that they spend so much of their life worrying about it. And, you know, I just have trouble understanding, like, I've never heard Republicans or anyone in the political system actually explain, you know, logical reasons why they don't want people who weren't born in America to exist here. They go off of these emotional reasons and people eat it up because they've already come to that conclusion. They're not trying to make an informed decision.
But I don't understand. None of this makes sense, because if the corporations run America, okay, and the corporations are the same people wanting cheaper labor by hiring, foreign-born, from
right.
Mexico or wherever,
mm-hmm.
Then why is the whole system against foreigners if the corporations are running America that want the foreigners to be here for the cheap labor, in which... I don't get it.
So that's easy. The fact is the corporations, businesses, I prefer to use that term, they make a lot of money off of illegal immigrants. And the reason they make money off of illegal immigrants is because illegal immigrants don't have the same power that a legal immigrant or a United States citizen has.
Right.
If I hire you to pick my vegetables and I'm paying you some awful pittance, and I say to you, I have to make more money than this, I'm going to go to the farm next door if you don't give me a raise of 25 cents. I can either give you a raise of 25 cents in order to calm things down, or I can say, if you go over there, I'm calling immigration and ICE, whatever that's called, Immigration
INS,
Customs.
Whatever, yeah.
Right, INS. I'm going to call the immigration authorities, mm-hmm. and your butt's going back to Mexico, and then I don't know what's going to happen to your kids because you're my serf. Now, that's what people ultimately, they do that, and to some extent to
okay.
illegal immigrants, and that's why they, I'd say that corporations want that level of power. Now, why in the world they haven't been able to pass over the course of 10 years a law that says, if you've got a bachelor's degree, you can come to the United States any old time you want.
Like Chile does, and now they have a booming economy.
Chile's doing very, very well.
Yeah, because they have an entrepreneurship visa.
There's a few pushpins around the globe, global map, that you could take a look at and say, these people are going to eat the United States' lunch, and the reason is, there's a variety of reasons, but one of the reasons is this immigration policy.
Should free people be able to cross arbitrary lines in the sand freely? Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition here, and Stephanie in the studio with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you tonight. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. I do want to take a moment because I'd like to welcome a new affiliate that we have tonight. It's Westplex News Talk 1280 KYRO AM in Troy, Missouri, and they are taking all 3 hours of the show tonight live. So welcome aboard to KYRO, and if you've never heard freetalklive.com, if you've never heard Free Talk Live before, our website is freetalklive.com, but you're in for something a little bit different than most talk radio shows, as if you've been tuned into the last couple of segments, you may have noticed that already.
Yeah, we're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We take the issues from the standpoint of human freedom, rights theory, personal responsibility, and if those are things that light your candle, Free Talk Live's right for you. If they're not, please keep listening because we try to be consistent on every issue. And if we're not consistent, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we love to talk to people who disagree with us too.
Well, you know, how are you going to find out what the right answer is to something if you don't listen to the other side? So anyway, it's 855-450-FREE if you got anything you want to share. But if you've thought about losing weight, I have a supplement that was sent to me, and I didn't even imagine that this – I never really expected it to work for me. I get sent a lot of supplements, and I take some. I don't take some. Some work. Some don't work. And this one worked for me, and I was just kind of surprised. I've become kind of resigned as to what is to continue to gain weight. I really don't know how to stop doing that. I don't want to participate in like the diet that you do, Stephanie, the paleo diet. It just, I don't like it. But This pill, easy. I haven't changed any part of my life at all, and I've been taking the pill for going a little over 3 weeks now.
I will say you do look very good, Mark.
Thanks, but I've only lost 4 pounds at this point. It's going to take me a while.
I was wondering about that, yeah. So yeah. 3 weeks, lost 4 pounds.
Right, my wife was surprised.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
About 1 pound a week, it's not terrible, especially if you're not doing anything to get it done. It's not like I've taken up jogging at the same time I've started taking this pill. It's called Axia 30, and I'm going to give you a telephone number. It's the only way that I know for you to get Axia 30. The telephone number is 800-543-6613. I'm recommending this product because it's working for me. 800-543-6613. It's Axia 30. And again, one more time, 800-543-6613.
I'm wondering, do you feel jittery? Is it like a stimulant?
Oh, it has a little bit of a stimulant in it, but it's I only am able to tell because I'm hypersensitive to stimulants. And I would say that I can only just barely tell from taking it in the morning.
Gotcha.
So I would suggest anybody who has some kind of issue with stimulants, try it. If it's too much for them the first day, don't do it anymore. But it's I think that this is something that people who have some kind of sensitivity probably can try.
Yeah. Gotcha.
For a good time, give Mark caffeine.
It ain't hydroxy cut, you know?
Yeah, we haven't experienced that on the air in a while, but I was wondering if Mr. Hyde was going to come out. Anyway, let's talk to Adam listening in Canada. Hi, Adam. You're on Free Talk Live.
I heard about the flooding at Mark's place. And I noticed you were very quick to blame your wife. Have you considered it might have been caused by global climate change?
I'm pretty sure she just left the faucet on.
Well, it could have been caused by that because, you know, she got hot because of the weather, because of global warming, and then she took off her clothes and she was washing them in the sink, and then next thing you know, there was a flood.
There you go. Next thing you know. And I missed it all. I was away.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Adam, anything else?
I called to talk about bitcoins, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
I listened as much as I could to the very fascinating conference that you were enjoying.
Last weekend, yeah.
Yes. A lot of it, though, sounded like experts talking to other experts, and I'm not an expert.
We tried, but I guess the problem is that we can't reset every segment and say, you know, explain what a Bitcoin is and that kind of thing. So I think some of it was probably aimed at the less expert-y, and others of it wasn't. And if there was a failing, it might have been that we didn't keep the experts on one night so that the experts could listen to that particular night and amateurs could avoid that night. And then
I wouldn't say amateurs. I'd say, like, beginners.
Learners.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, so, Adam, was there anything in particular that you wanted to ask us to clarify, or did you want, like, an overview of what is a Bitcoin?
I have quite a long list burning issues, so I'm just going to start and see how far we can get.
It's not good when things are burning. Go ahead.
the biggest question I have is, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no intrinsic value backing Bitcoins. Is that a correct understanding on my part?
Well, let me ask you this. What is intrinsic value?
Something that I can use in a non-monetary capacity. Like I can use a gold coin as a doorstop, for example.
Okay. Right. Okay. So people will often compare it to gold and silver. Let me first say that Bitcoin.
I've never heard anyone say they could use a gold coin as a doorstop, and that's what makes it valuable.
Doorstop.
They do it in Dubai.
It's true, though, isn't it? It's true.
You can use it for that. So
yeah,
Bitcoin is two things.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is a currency, and it's a monetary exchange system. So it is dollars, and it is PayPal at the same time, if I could use, you know, sort of analogies. Bitcoin is to dollars as, you know, and also Bitcoin is to PayPal. It can be both of those things. So that is an intrinsic value of itself, but it does have to do with money.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that you're comparing it to dollars, but dollars have, I can do something intrinsic with a dollar, I can pay taxes with it.
You can pay taxes with Bitcoin, too. There are websites that will allow you to pay your local property taxes in Bitcoin if that's what you wish to do. But that is one thing about that is a feature of a fiat currency, is that and the government, by fiat, says that this is money.
And I'd like to point out, too, there are places in the world where there are no property taxes and there are no taxes. And, you know, there are also places in the, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought, but if there were no governments and no taxes, let's just say, there would still be money. People would still want some medium of exchange. And, you know, that was the case historically before there were lots of taxes. People still used money. So I don't know if taxes makes money valuable, you know, or the ability to pay taxes.
It does, as long as there's someone who wants to pay taxes, because I know I can unload my dollars on that person for some. It might be a diminishing value, but it's going to be greater than zero.
So Bitcoin's been around for 5 years. Is it possible for Bitcoin to go to zero? It's possible. And that's what I think you're asking right now. Is it possible for Bitcoin to go to zero? Yes. But it doesn't seem likely in watching the trends of it on its upward climb. So if your concern is it going to zero, that's a concern. Certainly gold and silver have better lineages. But if you were to compare the features of Bitcoin, you're getting a little shifty on me, and that's what's difficult here. If I'm to compare the features of Bitcoin to gold and silver, I would say you should have both gold and silver and Bitcoin, because I believe they both have cool features. If you're comparing the features of Bitcoin to fiat currencies, I would say the only value to fiat currency is paying taxes.
I'd like to not compare it to fiat currencies, because I am no fan of fiat currencies.
Okay, good.
I feel like that's a red herring Bitcoin supporters tend to bring up.
Okay. So we're going to compare to gold and silver. Well, There are some things that Bitcoin can do, or some properties, which I don't know if you consider them intrinsic value, but Bitcoin does have some properties that gold and silver don't have. For instance, it's transportable anywhere in the world. So if you're going to do...
Immediately.
Exchange with gold and silver. And it's very... it's not very costly to transport Bitcoin all over the world, whereas if you wanted to transport gold and silver, it's very costly. Or you could only pretty much feasibly do it in person. And there's also the divisibility aspect. With gold and silver, they're hard to divide. With Bitcoin, it's very easy to divide. But Adam, I'd like to talk to you more. If you're willing to hang on the line, we can explore this Bitcoin and intrinsic value concept a little bit more here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number, and there's more coming up.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Sunday Night Edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right, we did it that time. We pulled it off. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on the show. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. By the way, I want to make mention of the fact that our website is freetalklive.com, and there's a place where you can get archives of Free Talk Live, which has been on the air for 10 years, going all the way back to 2006, and then also Season 1 and 2 of Free Talk Live from 2002, I think, or 2003. So there's tons of audio there at archives.freetalklive.com. It can be really fun to go back and listen to old episodes and see what's changed, what's stayed the same, what was going on back then. And, one more time, archives.freetalklive.com. It's all there for you for free.
Yeah, you're the real hardcore Free Talk Live listener if you're going back and listening.
It is a good time, though.
It's funny. If you know the characters here, the people on the show, then, you know, getting to hear them back in the day is kind of interesting. Ian probably sounds younger.
You won't hear Mark. You might
hear
Manwich, though.
That's right. Yeah. My name on the show previously was Manwich, that's for sure.
You are still quite the Manwich.
I've been listening since you were Manwich, Mark.
I know you have. So we were talking about Bitcoin in the last segment, and I just wanted to tell you that BitcoinStore.com makes it possible for you to buy more than 500,000 items, and they're ready for immediate shipment. Many of them are from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, that's Ingram Micro, and they're currently at a 0% markup because Bitcoin Store is attempting to establish itself, get its name known, and their intention is to sell only in bitcoins. You can't buy things there with the fiat currencies like U.S. dollars or Russian rubles or European euro things, only with bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. And it's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. Go check out the prices. You'll find they are probably on anything you want, whether it's a tablet or a laptop or, you know, whatever consumer electronics device you want. TVs, they got the plasma. What do they call those TVs? They're not all plasma, like LCD.
Yeah, there's LED TVs.
But is there a name for just, like, big, flat, black TVs?
You can call them, the new name is 4K televisions. They change the name all the time.
Okay, 4K televisions there at BitcoinStore.com. By the way, free shipping on anything over $100.
Hey, that's pretty good. Okay. We're going back to the phones. We're going to continue our conversation with Adam from Canada. Adam had some questions about Bitcoin and intrinsic value, and where we kind of left off with that, Adam, was we were talking about comparing Bitcoin with precious metals like gold and silver, and I was mentioning that Bitcoin has some properties that gold and silver don't have, like being easily divisible and easily transportable anywhere across the world. What did you think about those comments?
Well, I just want to, if I could back up and correct one thing.
Sure.
I'm not necessarily in favor of comparing them to gold and silver. I am saying I don't want to compare them to government currencies, but I do think it would be valuable to compare them to private currencies. For example, there were paper Liberty dollars, which, until the problem happened, were they were debt-based currency backed by intrinsic value. So there's gold and silver and government currencies are not the only possible comparisons.
Okay, you're right, they're not. But I think that the Liberty dollar was largely a silver currency. I mean, they had silver and they had gold piece rounds, they called them, that you could transfer. And they had these paper sort of, I guess you call
them notes.
Right? Yeah, they're notes for a exchange for metals. And I am the owner of some Liberty dollar notes. I think that this is an interesting thing to compare them to because they didn't receive wide acceptance. Generally, if people wanted Liberty dollars, they wanted the solid silver solid silver 1 ounce piece, which was either at the time it was $10, $20, and $50, depending on when in the time continuum you got them. So I think that it's fair to compare Bitcoins to things that have been used. So I'm willing to compare it to Liberty dollars. I just think it's interesting that you would pick that one.
Okay. So historically, there have also been private bank notes.
Yes, lots
of
there have
also been.
Let's compare them to private bank notes,
Or pearls or something, right? I mean,
the U.S. dollar was prior to the 1970 was backed by some level of metal currencies. After that, it was called the petrodollar, and now I think debatably you can call it the war dollar. That essentially the U.S. dollar is backed by the threats of violence. There are many people that have
dollar.
There's the conspiracy theory out there that if your country tries to break away from sort of this world banking paradigm that you will be attacked. I don't know if this is true or not, but I think it's an interesting look at how the world kind of works. The fact is, the U.S. government went after the Liberty dollar and they confiscated all the silver that was in a bank account being held at, I think it was Sun, whatever coining place, and they took all the silver. This is the difficulty in having a value-backed paper currency currently, because if a government doesn't like it, they can come in and take your money. And if a good enough robber can. But no one can rob Bitcoin.
Well, that's not true, Mark. People can rob Bitcoin.
They can rob banks.
There's online theft. There's
hacks.
They
can rob banks and accounts, but they can't, hack the coin itself. I guess, I suppose that's true. Okay, I'm going to retract that statement.
I just want to not limit the idea that there are many, many different forms of money, not just government or gold. But anyway.
Yeah, sure. Right. I don't like the whole intrinsic value argument because I can't even find the origin of intrinsic values for much of anything. I mean,
you're
anything.
You're talking about gold.
Well,
right?
No, I'm talking about anything, but gold, sure, fine, whatever. But my main thing is that, I live in a world where the way I transact with people is via electronic means, computers, whatever. And I want a system of payment where I can exchange goods easily through that system. Okay. Now, value is subjective. I mean, that's value is subjective.
Well, Brian, I think Adam wanted to say something. What was that, Adam?
Yeah. Well, this is leading to my next issue. You're right. The question of it going to zero is a question, but it's just speculation. What I'm more concerned about is, I went to the Bitcoin store, a huge selection, but one thing I noticed is the prices are changing moment by moment.
I'd say that the volatility the prices in Bitcoin are changing moment by moment because they're priced in, because
it's all
priced
relative.
Against U.S. dollars.
Why?
Because the price of Bitcoin against U.S. dollars is changing all the time.
Right.
But why do you care about U.S. dollars? Are we
well,
trying to get
I think you know why we care about U.S. dollars, because the right. you know the things that are bought at BitcoinStore.com aren't bought from somebody who's selling in Bitcoins. They're bought from somebody who's selling in U.S. dollars. I mean, we can't cut the U.S. I want to create heaven for you where we have a better currency system, but we're going to have to go through the stairway to heaven. You're just not going to get – you don't get the elevator.
You know, with gold and silver, I think it's worth mentioning that the price of those relative to U.S. dollars changes, too. I mean, perhaps not as a larger percent of the – you know, perhaps it's not as volatile, basically, as Bitcoin, but those do change, too. And
they change moment by moment.
I haven't seen too many things denominated in, well, this costs 1 ounce of gold, or this counts 0.9 ounces of gold, or whatever. Just like I haven't seen too many things denominated in Bitcoin, but the value of U.S. dollars is changing, too, right?
I believe you could today run a business with stable prices using metals. My question is, can you do that with Bitcoins? If not, how do we get there?
Okay, that's a tough. Right. It's a
that's
tough question.
Yeah,
I think that's the hardest thing facing the Bitcoin.
Yeah,
community.
I don't know how we'd get there. That's definitely been, you know, kind of a, I don't want to say a problem, but it's been a something that's been on my mind is, when is a car going to be worth 5 Bitcoins yep. instead of $5,000?
Well, maybe you know, we don't ever need to get to that, because there are services that allow you to change in and out of Bitcoins very quickly. So potentially what somebody could do is, okay, there's an item they want to buy for some price. They could use Bitcoin as its function as a payment system and send
right.
the payment in Bitcoin, and then the seller could immediately change out of Bitcoin and into whatever currency they want.
Right. I mean, that, for me, that's where it comes down to, okay, it's not just money. It is a payment
yeah,
system, and that's
more.
The part that attracts me even more. And that's why I'm saying, you know, value is subjective, and if I want a nice, easy payment system,
yeah.
Bitcoin's my, that's where my money goes.
Yep. And Adam, you know,
yeah.
I was going to say, I think we're going to have to move on, but if you have more questions, I encourage you to write them down and call another night, because this is really important and interesting, and I appreciate what you have to say. I'll give you the final thoughts.
Okay. It seems like it's either going to be a volatile investment or a non-volatile medium of exchange. I'm having trouble seeing how it can be both, and I'm trying to figure out how to view it and which it is. That's where I am.
Right, right. Well, you know, the market will decide, and thank you for the call, Adam. I appreciate that. If you have more, you know, you're welcome to call any night. Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week.
Bitcoin's an emergent technology, and it's difficult to know what its value is at this moment in time. I'm of the opinion
things that come out of it that we don't even know right now.
Right. Well, Max Kaiser, you know, a financial expert, has claimed that it could go between 100,000 and a million. That's a big spread, by the way.
Per Bitcoin.
So, you know, currently they're at $1.30.
We'll see. Hour 2 is coming up here on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare, because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than lethal. leading brands and cost less. Go to ally-c.com, spelled ally-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ally-C and Ally-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ally-c.com.